This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 25 names in the Quran of the messengers. 18 of them in one surah, Surah Al-An'am. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نَرْفَعُ ذَرَجَاتٍ مَّنْ نَشَاءُ. الآية وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ Isaac and Jacob, كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ نُوحٍ ومن ذريته داود ديفيد وسليمان سليمان وأيوب جوب ويوسف يوسف وموسى موسى وهارون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين وزكريا زكريا ويحيى جون ذا بابتست وعيسى جيزس وإلياس إلياس إلياس وكلا إلياس من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين. In other places, Allah mentioned the names of these prophets. The Sunnah named some of these prophets, such as Yusha' ibn Nun, Joshua, the one who led Bani Israel to the Promised Land. We come to the question, can we say this prophet is better than this prophet? What do you mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمَ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. Don't do it in a boastful way. في صحيح البخاري, a Jew and a Muslim got in a fight. Got in a fight. Why? The Jew told the Muslim, Musa is the best. And the Muslim got upset and he said, Muhammad is the best. And they came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who taught humanity manners. Look what he said. لا تخيروني على موسى. Don't prefer me over Musa. Wallahi, by Allah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel Israfil to blow in the trumpet, the second blow, I will rise, I will be the first person to rise from the dead, and I will find Musa holding the throne of Allah. And I don't know, was he exempt? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared him because he was shocked? You know that Prophet Musa, he asked Allah to make him see Allah. You know the children of Israel, they used to always tell him, وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. We will not believe until we see Allah. يعني, so, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. And when Musa came to our appointment and Allah spoke to him, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Oh Allah, make me see you. This is Surah Al-A'raf in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, لَنْ تَرَانِي. قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي. You will not be able to see Allah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you are living in this dunya and hoping that you will see Allah, get a life. اعلموا أنكم لن ترون ربكم حتى تموتوا. Rest assured that you will not be able to see Allah until you die. And this is, by the way, one of the first argument that you use against the Dajjal once he comes to earth. The Dajjal is gonna, he's gonna come and say, "What? I am what?" He's gonna say, "I'm Allah." Beside the fact that he had one eye. And if you really Allah and you're giving me two eyes, go fix your eyes, man. Give me a break. You're giving me two eyes and you just have one. There's something wrong with you. Beside the fact that I'm not going to be able to see you in this life if you're really Allah. Sayyidina Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him see Allah. قال لن تراني. You will not be able to see me. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل. I will descend. Don't try to visualize how Allah descends. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد. Listen. ولم يكن له كفوا. He descends in a way that fits him. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا. When Allah descended in this mountain in a way that fits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mountain crushed, turned into dust. What happened to Musa? Shocked. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Musa will be holding the throne. Maybe Allah already shocked him in this dunya, and that's why he did not get shocked in the hereafter. Don't say Musa is better than me. Don't. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and listen to this beautiful hadith. Wal hadith fi sahih al-Bukhari, hadith Abi Hurayra radiallahu anhu. Ana awla an-nasi bi-Isa. If there is a prophet that I am so close to, is Jesus, the son of Maryam. Why? لَيْسَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ نَبِيٍّ. There is no prophet between me and him. The Nabi ﷺ came after Isa. And look at this. Isa will come to be a follower. Look at this statement. وَالْأَنْبِيَاءُ أَوْلَادُ عَلَّاتٍ. And the prophets are children of different mothers. دينهم واحد. Their deen is one. Which is what? إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say it, أخي. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. الإسلام. دينهم واحد. وَأُمُّهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما روى عبد الله بن مسعود وأخرجه البخاري. Look at this. لا يقولن أحد أنا خير من يونس بن متى. سيدنا يونس, Jonah and the whale. I was telling the children the story today. What a beautiful story. Because he decided to basically leave his people without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made him basically be thrown in the river and swollen by a whale and so forth. We know the story. Don't you dare, Muslim, say that I am Muhammad better than Yunus because of this. Don't say that about a prophet. We honor all of them, brothers and sisters in Islam. Who are the best so? Ulul Azm, like our brother mentioned. أولو العزم. Who are أولو العزم? فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. Be patient, O Muhammad, like the prophets and the messengers with strong will. Who are those? شرع لك لكم من الدين ما وصى به واحد نوحا نوح نوى والذي أوحينا إليك محمد وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى. Those five. Noah, Ibrahim, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad.